With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. The NBA began the second half of its regular season last night as the Hornets upended the Lakers by 3-100-97. Looking ahead to the playoff run, every club has between 26 and 30 games remaining in the sprint to the April 13th finish line. Even the lower seeds in each conference have hope if they make the cut. The last 2 years, teams seeded from 5 to 8 have made their way to the conference finals. In the NHL, the general manager of the Team USA Four Nations playoff hockey tournament said he'd welcome a visit from President Trump in the championship game tonight between the U.S. and Canada. Word from the White House is the president will likely not attend. NCAA top 25 college basketball last night. Top-ranked Auburn struggling, but eventually defeating Arkansas 67-60. Number 4 Alabama wasn't so lucky. 15th-ranked Missouri tripped them up 110-98. 10th-ranked St. John's beat DePaul 82-58. And 17th-ranked Kentucky beat Vanderbilt. This is SRN Sports. Seven men from Chile have been charged in a Florida federal court with orchestrating burglaries at the homes of prominent professional athletes around the country, according to the complaint from the FBI, which doesn't name the athletes. But the burglaries have already been made public in the news, including the players from the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, Joe Burrow of the Cincinnati Bengals, as well as players for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and for the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks and Memphis Grizzlies. According to the complaint, the defendants are part of a burglary ring. It's, quote, known to target high-profile professional athletes when they're known to be away from home, unquote. The men allegedly stole about $2 million in watches, jewelry, cash, and other valuables. Each defendant is charged with conspiracy to commit interstate transportation of stolen property, which carries a maximum 10-year prison sentence. It wasn't clear Wednesday whether they're in custody, and the Tampa federal court records don't list attorneys. This is SRN Sports.